This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. After the top five at five, Joe DiCamera joins the WIP Afternoon Show.
Oh, then
for
we
debate days.
Wow. Spike or Ike versus DiCamera. I'm sure it's going to be as spirited as Jolly versus Spike.
Maybe not quite as loud. What do you think? What are you bringing for that? So just so everyone knows, it's Ike versus DiCamera on is Saquon Barkley's 2024 the greatest individual Philadelphia sports season of all time.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of it depends on Joe D.
Right. How much he's bringing.
It depends on how much he, how much he pushes back here. Because quite frankly, I mean, this is, come on, man. It's like walking a dog, man.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Pretty easy.
It's what we do.
Yes.
It's what we do here.
Easy. You made light work of him last year.
Well, he barely even showed up to the fight. That was embarrassing.
That's what happens.
Yep.
You know, when you fight and get ready to fight Mike Tyson, sometimes you're done before you even head in the ring.
Hey, no one's better at that than me.
It's like defense is going up against the tush push.
Exactly.
He was Frankie Louvu last year.
Yeah.
Let's get to it, Jack.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So what I have for you today are the five... Five lies people at WIP like to tell about themselves, because there's number one, he consistent, what?
No, go ahead.
You think I'm saying it wrong?
No, go ahead. No.
Because there's a number one, he's been on this for years, he lies about it all the time, and he needs to just accept something about himself.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The fifth biggest lie someone at WIP tells about themselves is Joe Giglio, who likes to parade around. I mean, he gets on his high horse talking about he doesn't eat meat, doesn't eat this, but he still pounds fish.
He
decided that fish are okay to kill.
Yeah, guess what, Joe? Fish are dead animals. You're either a vegetarian or you're not a vegetarian.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, what's the one he...
He's a pescatarian.
Which is a hedge.
Yeah, what are you doing it for?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
And he just walks around like how much of a hero he is. And he's bowed his feet because he doesn't eat quote-unquote meat. And then he decides that fish are okay to kill. It's very disappointing from Joe Giglio.
Yeah, he's a fraud. It is a lie. I mean, it's again...
That's to frustrate you, I would imagine.
Well, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
You're the face of veganism in America.
Yeah. Well... He's here anyway.
Here I am. Well, Scope's vegan. Probably not the face of veganism.
I didn't know Scope was vegan.
Yeah.
I know. Every time
he would admit it.
Yeah, he's a big vegan.
Yeah.
Usually doesn't happen.
No, he is.
One of the guys.
He is more animal, like he has radicalized me more. He is more strict than I am.
Oh, really?
He is, yes.
Yeah, and there's no shot he's listening right now, so that's good.
No, he's out there talking.
When did he start?
Yeah, I don't know.
Peter vegan?
Yeah, long time.
Been a long time.
Well,
he just walked by.
Yeah, chips are vegan. Fries are vegan.
Okay,
you know, like
so he can steal a snack.
Yeah.
Okay, I was wondering.
Yeah.
All right.
Bread.
We are brutal.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Ike. I don't understand how you work with those two clowns.
Hey, man. I'm with you. I'm in the boat with you.
Yeah. All right. The fourth lies people at WIP like to tell is Rod Lakin when he said he doesn't have a favorite show.
Well, it's an enormous lie.
It's a huge lie.
Yeah.
First off, the lie detector proved that last year. He walks around saying, love you guys so much. All these other shows are a bunch of chumps.
Yep.
Yep. Like, that's a direct quote.
He does. He said, I don't even listen to the other ones.
Oh, God.
So, he said, actually, quote unquote, wasted my time.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty shocking stuff.
He just listens to reruns of this show.
He does. He does. In the top five, I'm sure. The third biggest lie that people at WIP like to tell about themselves is me and Spike. When we say, I don't root against the Eagles.
That is you.
Oh, I didn't know if you wanted
me
to go down with me.
No.
And again,
it's not me.
Not there yet, but they're pushing. They're pushing.
Wow. He brought that out. Okay.
Just letting everyone know. You can keep pushing. You can keep pushing.
Okay.
But you're pushing me.
Yeah, in
this
fairness.
This is me. I put you on there just to see what your reaction
is. Well, here is, in fairness, I had to remind Jack a bunch of times during last season. Jack, it is good if they win. But what I will admit I told Jack this offseason, I was like, you know, the Jalen people are getting me to a point.
I know. I said, welcome back, buddy.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Again, not there. Want to make that clear?
Yep.
But you keep pushing.
Monitoring the situation.
Monitoring the situation. The second biggest lie that people at WIP like to tell is Joe DeCamera legitimately believing he's going to beat me in this in this competition that may never happen.
You think he's lying, or do you think he is misguided?
So I think he's dead serious that he thinks he's going to beat me.
Like, that's not a lie.
Yeah, but like,
yeah, he's lying to himself.
He's lying to himself, I guess. Like, we sat down and we're trying to hash out what the events were going to be, and he's like, "Well, it's going to be 2-2 heading into the basketball thing," and I said, it's not going to be 2-2.
Said this in the meeting.
Yeah, I was like, he was so adamant about it, which is adamant about a lot of things. I know it's misguided, but I think I appreciate, you know, working yourself up into believing something in this kind of way.
Yeah.
But it's a total lie.
All I know is,
you better win.
You better
buddy.
Win, man.
5-0. So I was up at 4 a.m. the other day thinking about it.
Okay. Finally.
Yeah.
Finally, yes.
I need the pressure to get to you.
Yes. You're too relaxed, man, which makes us nervous because, quite frankly, you're representing the show here.
Yeah.
And if you go down to Joe DeCamera, you know damn well the morning show is never going to let us hear that near the end of that.
Correct.
What I need you know how anxious I am about everything?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how I need you to be just about this one thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I'm gonna get there.
Okay.
Because again, I don't want to just beat him now. Like, I want to.
You got to smoke him.
I want to destroy him.
Yeah, okay. You got to smoke him.
Especially with his comments this morning, his general attitude, very annoying.
Calling you an oaf.
Yeah,
Boban, like, Marjanovic.
The Boban thing's a big old swing and a miss. The oaf thing, you know.
Well, the good thing is he's gonna be here in a second.
I know.
Yeah.
We gotta at least before he leaves.
Yes.
Asking what the hell he means by the Boban.
Does he know what Boban looks like?
The WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Boban?
Yeah, he kept saying it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And he forced his other cohorts to laugh. You know what I mean? Like, that was the sad part. He, like, bullied them into laughing at his bad joke.
Did they have cue cards of when to laugh at his joke?
I think so. That's how the show worked. But the number one lie that people at WIP tell is that Elliot thinks he's tall. Like, he thinks he's perfectly normal height.
And he's short.
I know. Listen to this lie this morning. They tried to slip in on the morning show.
Oh, no, he's not.
Not even close to 5'10".
I'm like 5'10 and a half.
He's 5'8 in shoes.
That's what I was going to say. I'm at least 2 inches taller than Elliot.
He said he's 5'10 and nobody said anything.
Yeah, just roll right past it. Yeah, that's how you know that there's no accountability on the morning show.
5'10".
He's been purporting that lie.
Maybe for 4-inch heels.
Yeah. For years, he's been trying to say that he's actually normal height. He's not normal height. He's
short. I actually expected Richie should have been the one who, said something about
now,
that.
Now, in their defense, it was 9:54 when he said that.
So trying to get out of there.
They were all looking at the clock.
Oh, yeah, they definitely were on their way out.
But you know who didn't miss it? Me.
You.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, my podcast partner, once said on the pod, he goes, yeah, something, I'm 5'11". And I go, no, you are not. And he was like, what do you mean? And I said, well, I'm 5'10 and a half, and I'm taller than you. You can't be 5'11". And he goes, well, I am. And I go, well, that makes me 6 feet. Am I 6 feet tall? Because I'm not 6 feet tall. Elliot is not 5'10". My dad used to say he was 5'10". And then I became 5'10". And I was like, wait a minute. This whole time, you were like 5'7", 5'8".
Just lying the entire time.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like, but Elliot, he's convinced that he's like not short. He's just a short guy.
Yeah. Sorry. He's not. No, he's not. He's not Mosh. He's not tiny.
He's not mini.
Yeah.
Mosh, by the way, very excited to let everyone know about the pictures you can get with the trophies out there.
Oh, yeah. We got the two Lombardi trophies here tonight.
Yeah.
We got the Super Bowl trophies out there.
Big event with all our partners. Yeah. Are they letting Mosh eat that food? Because if they let Mosh out there, there's not going to be a food left.
I know. Him and our friend from PhD.
What's that? Oh, yes. He's looking for it, too. Today's show, by the way, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. In 5 minutes, debate days continue. Ike versus DeCamera. Jennifer from Tennessee, take two. You're on WIP. What's up, Jennifer?
Oh, thank you. Sorry, I was trying to obey y'all's rules and get my AirPods out of my ears.
It's all good. It's all good.
For messing you up. But anyway, today's a great day because the Tush Push got approved. Nick Sirianni is, re-signed. The Phillies are winning 30 games, and it's my one-year anniversary since my first call to WIP Afternoon.
Wow.
There you go.
How about that? We're just cooking along here. We're in month 13.
What could get any, better than that. I'm going to go personal on my elite person because I'm tired of hearing all the arguments about all the millionaires.
Okay.
Or millionaire athletes. So my person is my younger sister who, well, fighting colon cancer and going through 20 rounds of chemo, has still been working at her job, still running when she can, gave up caffeine and alcohol and is eating healthy. And before age of 50, before she got cancer, so she's not 50 yet, she has 2 master's degrees.
Damn.
She's the senior most woman in her department, and she's got 10 people under her.
Wow. I mean, that is, first of all, we, as usual, our prayers to her as she continues to battle cancer. But she's still grinding. That's impressive. You said still running when she can, still going to work every day. That's incredible.
Yep. In fact, just made 2 work trips last week. And like I said, she's got 10 people under her. So new thing. We're getting closer, though, to hopefully my being able to bring her to Philadelphia, because she's supposed to, in the next month, she's gotten approved for surgery. So we're going to get rid of this tumor.
That is great news. Well, you'll keep us updated on how she's doing, right?
Yeah. And one last thing on the whole Tush Push thing.
Yes.
I think it is a big deal because it's about us being Philadelphia, and it's about the fact that basically Philadelphia sports are always looked down upon. I mean, my whole life after I moved out of Philly, when I tell people I was a Phillies fan or an Eagles fan or a Sixers fan or a Flyers fan, I mean, no matter if they were winning or not, I always got looked down on. So yeah, we need the Tush Push statue because it's about Philadelphia and what all those guys through Eagles Autism Foundation and giving air conditioners to school kids and their literacy work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All the things that they're doing for the city. Yeah. So there we go.
Thank you for the call, Jennifer. I also think this Tush Push statue is picking up a little bit of steam.
Yeah. Do people realize how many figurines that is?
It's a lot. They're going to have to be like the Iverson ones at the Sixers facility
to
fit in there.
How many people that is?
That's a big statue. That's a big statue.
Are you putting the defenders in there too?
Maybe we put Luvu jumping over the line and the ref over there admonishing the Commanders. For doing that, well, it is about time. Is DeCamera out there? Oh, DeCamera.
Yeah, I think Moshe's going to get him.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in his little soundproof booth. I probably listening to 8 Mile. he thought he was
and lose yourself.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh man, I'm excited to see this, and I also think this is very big for DeCamera's stature or status at the station. He got beat by Ike so bad last time. And if you remember correctly,
I'm surprised he came back this year.
Well, the debate last year was, is Jalen Hurts a franchise quarterback? He was on the no side, and his opening statement was, Jalen Hurts is a franchise quarterback. And I don't know if he knows a lot about debating. But
you disarm me.
Well, you can do the Eminem thing where you say everything about yourself before they can say it. Right. You can't give up your side of the debate. You're not
clear your opening statement.
Right.
They learned nothing from you. I mean, as you molded that show out of nothing to turn it into what it ultimately became.
There it is. He is sauntering
in. Joseph.
The normal saunter.
This is not beat the hammer. Get in here and get on the mic,
Look
man.
At him sauntering. Yeah.
How's everybody doing?
What
You're not going up against cupcakes like you do in beat the hammer.
Hold on, Joe. We're going to take a call before we get
sure,
to you.
Sure.
No, just kidding. That's what happens on your show.
Yeah.
All right.
You know why? Stretching it out.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, we're holding on.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right. Jack. Oh, you suck. Oh, my God. With the camera here and everything. Just a complete disaster.
Debate days.
Okay.
His credit is just now 515.
Nah, that's my fault.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you out.
No, I don't need help. That's my bad.
Okay. All right.
I like the production. This is well done.
Yeah.
You guys haven't been doing this?
Yeah.
Not this.
Oh, okay.
Coach was too busy doing, things.
I know. Yeah. Watching Netflix shows.
Yeah, caught up with his Oscars list.
How's Boban doing back there?
Yeah, so what is that? Before we get... I don't look like Boban. Yeah. I'm not even that tall. On, it's a big old swing
and
a miss.
But you're taller than me. You got that O thing going. You got slow feet. Like, you got height, but come on.
Hold on, man. I led the Chessmon in pickoffs. I don't have slow feet.
Okay, well, we'll find out.
Can we do this after?
I'm about to say, you're about to run up my time.
Yeah, we got
here.
Two debates. This debate is between Ike Reese and Joe DeCamera. The topic of this debate is Saquon Barkley's 2024 season the greatest individual season in the history of Philly sports? To decide who goes first, I actually like this from the morning show. I am holding up fingers behind my back. The fingers are either one or two. Ike, if you guess correctly, you get to decide who goes first. If not, Joe decides. Ike, do I have one finger up or two?
One.
In fairness, I have two.
Yeah.
Joe, would you like to go first, or would you like
I'm going to take field position. I'm going to defer and play for the fourth quarter with the wind.
Well, let me just tell you this. First of all, on this show, I call the shots. That's the one we go.
Your name is first.
But I'll go.
Okay.
I'll go.
So you're going because you're calling the shot. You're
no,
disregarding
I'm going because
the...
I just lost the, the so one not, finger, two finger.
So you're not calling the shots?
No.
Okay.
It's obvious. It's obvious I'm not calling
By
the shots.
By the way, like, let me just say before we begin,
yes.
nothing but love, my man. Whatever happens in the next
guy. Guy.
Shots,
shot
nothing but love.
This is so
pathetic.
You
are so annoying.
Let's roll.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I agree.
In the words of Tupac, nothing but love.
All right, shut up. I agree.
All right, so here we go. I'll start this off by saying, when you think about the 2024 Philadelphia Eagles, world champion Philadelphia Eagles, it's arguably the greatest team assembled in Philadelphia sports history. Arguably. They finished it off with a championship. Complete dominance after they started off 2-2 to win 16 of the next 17 games, including the postseason. And then go on the postseason run where you got to get four wins against that competition. It was remarkable as a team. I start that off by talking about the team because I want you to have in your mind the vision of what that team was like last year. And when you think about the 2024 Philadelphia Eagles, you start with Saquon Barkley. You start with Saquon Barkley. That's what the 2024 Eagles were about. They're not world champions without Saquon Barkley being here. At a position that most people had written off as an important position in the game of football. Oh, I heard you. You don't need a franchise running back to win a Super Bowl. Teams don't win a Super Bowl with the leading rusher and all these other things. You don't sign a free agent running back. You don't pay a running back that type of money. All these things that came. So it wasn't as if when he signed here, there was a bunch of fanfare and high expectations. We didn't even really know what we were going to get. And it wasn't until the offense decided to change course and make the running game, which had been extinct in most, for most teams in the league for a few years, the focal point. And that's when this team took off. And Saquon Barkley, week after week, gave you remarkable performances. And in the second half of the season, he gave you historical performances. Left your mouth drop to the floor. Think about Sunday night. The Rams, 255 yards. Think about that game. Think about watching Saquon Barkley. I played with some pretty damn good players. Offensively, not the greatest of collection of players I played with. Brian Westbrook, Donovan McNabb, Terrell Owens, all had magnificent individual seasons at some point. Until this past year, I thought T.O.'s year was the greatest individual season I'd seen. I thought Roy Halladay's year was the greatest individual season I'd seen. Not until I seen Saquon Barkley's individual season. Not to mention, he got robbed of breaking a 40-year-old rushing title that he would have easily broken had he played in the last game. He got guilted into not doing. So the only thing he did, you know what he did? He went out and set the record for the most rushing yards in a total season in NFL history. Did I mention that it led to the Eagles winning their second Super Bowl? The floor is yours. Saquon Barkley.
Well, show to camera your opening statement.
Yeah, I mean, look, I certainly agree with most of what Mr. Reese said right there. I mean, he's on it in a lot of ways with one exception, that Saquon's number one. So let me just say, I object to the assignment I was given here, Spike, because it's a human grenade I'm on here.
This guy ruins everything.
What am I, anti-Saquon? Of course not. Look, I certainly agree he was beyond bonkers and probably the best I have personally seen. But if we are talking about the best in Philadelphia sports history, we need to go to the big man.
Who are you going with?
The big man is Wilt Chamberlain. And so I went into the lab and looked it up. Because I had to check out some facts here. Let me just drop these facts on you, because in my opinion, Wilt's got the first and third best seasons of all time. Number one is 1962. I advise you to not hold it against him that they did not win a title that year. Much like Saquon with the New York Giants, team around him wasn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
Team around him wasn't ready. But in 1962, Wilt, guys, these are facts, not making it up, averaged averaged, that means per game, Spike, averaged 50 points. The man averaged 50 points a game and 25 rebounds. The man scored 100 points in a game. It actually happened. So, yes, I hear you on Saquon versus the Rams and the tremendous journey. And this fact, Saquon carried Jalen Hurts' ass for 19 weeks until Jalen decided in the final two games to crank it up. Fact. And asking, you know that's true. But I got to go
Start taking that's points point. Of mine. That's on my ledger.
I got to go with Wilt number one. I also think Pete Alexander has to get tremendous consideration here.
Who?
Pete Alexander. Mind you, the Grover Cleveland Alexander, Phillies Hall of Famer, Baseball Hall of Famer, in 1915 had an ERA of 1.22. The man pitched 376 innings. He had 36 complete games.
Don't care.
I know you don't. I know you don't. I know you
don't. That's not
don't
better care. Than Carlton 72.
Yes, it is. So Carlton 72 is five or below. Bottom line is Wilt 67 is third. Title, MVP, no MVP in the finals. At that point, league didn't have it. He obviously would have won it. 24 points, 24 rebounds, 7 assists per game. MVP all over the place.
Hold on. Did you just go with Wilt as the third?
One and three. I moved from 62 to 67.
So are we going to keep going down the history?
No, here's what we're going to say.
Because can you get somebody on here that we've actually watched play?
I can. So here's what I would say in modern times is number one.
Okay.
Number one in what you'd call the modern times.
Okay.
And I feel confident of this is Moses Malone, 1983.
That's where I thought you may go to.
Regular season MVP.
Yeah.
NBA Finals MVP.
Yeah.
24 points, 15 rebounds a game in the regular season.
Yeah.
In the finals against Kareem.
Yeah.
He out-rebounded Kareem by 11 rebounds per game.
Don't care.
So, listen, Saquon got robbed of the regular season MVP.
Of course he did.
He should have gotten it. But I go Moses number one in modern times, Carlton 72 number two, Bernie 74 number three.
Bernie,
because you got the Vezina during the regular season, Conn Smythe in the playoffs. Here's where I would put Saquon, and obviously he deserves tremendous consideration for all this. Mm-hmm. I got him in the category of Reggie 87, Schmitty 80, Bobby Clark, 75. Ryan Howard, 06. Roy Halladay, 2010.
Okay.
Terrell Owens, Saquon 04. Barkley. He's in that grouping. So I got all love for Saquon.
Well, we could actually see what the hell we're talking about.
Listen,
here.
I get it, but I do
don't
think
give Wilt. Me Wilt's numbers playing against 6 foot plumbers and only eight teams in the NBA. And even with all that dominance he had, he didn't even win the title. So your number one guy, his season was all for naught. Yeah, it was all for naught.
Just like Saquon with the Giants.
I'm not arguing Saquon with the Giants. I'm arguing Saquon in 2024,
no
what he did last year. Taking a team that basically we all looked around and said, this team is cooked after the way they ended the season in 2023. Do the players even like each other? Does anybody like the head coach? This team is dysfunctional is the way we felt about that team. You know what changed all of that? Saquon Barkley being here, being in that locker room, being the leader that he is, and the outstanding player that he is. He took a team that most people didn't think would even make the playoffs last year, based off the way they ended in 2023, and he made them Super Bowl champions. And see, unlike basketball, where you can have an impact by somebody dumping the ball to you and you just score because you're bigger than the other guys, in football, it's a little harder. It's an ultimate team sport that quite frankly, takes a little bit more to lift up and carry a team when you're talking about a football team compared to a basketball team. Now, I'd give you Grover Cleaver Alexander. Have I ever watched him pitch? I don't even know what the hell he did with his squad. Don't even really care. Steve Carlton, yeah, that's somebody you could have went with. Mike Schmidt in 80. But, you know, Pete Rose was the driving force for that team, even though Schmidt was the best player on that team. Reggie White. In 87, outstanding.
Beyond
21 sacks in 12 games. You can't beat it. You know why it wasn't a great season? Because the season doesn't end after the regular season. The postseason matters. Reggie, out. Out. Who else did you have? Ed Donovan?
How about my boy? How about Bernie Perrant?
Don't ask me about hockey, especially about goalies. You kidding me? I got the utmost respect for Bernie Perrant. Didn't even wear a mask half the time. You kidding me? Love Bernie Perrant. Can't disrespect him. But Saquon Barkley and what he did last year, the Jacksonville game, the backward hurdle, the opening touchdown in the Washington game, the two touchdowns in the Rams game in the snow. I mean, Saquon Barkley was so amazing. Saquon Barkley was so amazing last year. He rejuvenated the running back position. He actually restored the faith in the league in a running back position. That's how good Saquon Barkley was last year. That's how good Saquon Barkley was last year. Again, he took a team that had basically quit and had been beaten to a pulp to end the season. We didn't know if the coach and the quarterback liked each other. We don't know if the quarterback and receiver liked each other. We don't know. 26 got here and made everything better.
Sure did.
He made everything better. And here's what I'll tell you. Other than...
So did Moses.
Other than the year, the Moses year... I think that's a fair argument.
Promised land.
Because they hadn't won prior to him getting here.
Hold on. Let me interject. So when you say what? Fair argument, are you saying you agree with me?
Well, you went with Wilt.
No, but in the modern times, you said fair argument. I turned to my moderator right here. Mr. Eskin, I think he just agreed with me.
No. Saying something is a fair argument doesn't mean he agrees.
No.
Okay, so you do not agree with me.
About what?
Moses over Saquon.
No, I don't agree with you.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I just said that's a good one to bring in the argument to have. At least we saw Moses do this. Yeah. Wilt, we I don't know what he did.
Did Wilt have to get 60 points a game to become number one for you? And does he need 70 points per game?
He had to win a title. If that's a great year, we just did the unthinkable with Saquon Barkley. I was told a running back can't lead to a championship in the modern day NFL. That's what I was told. Okay. That's what I was told in the Monday NFL.
In fairness, we don't even know if the Wilt stuff actually happened.
Exactly. You're going to say this nonsense.
Rory Halladay, great season.
Yes.
I may have him ahead or third. His problem is they didn't win the title.
Well, and he lost game four. What was that to that?
The Giant.
The Giant, dude. Mm-hmm. The little guy.
Tim Lincecum. Lincecum. And he lost game one.
He lost.
Is that the one nothing game?
He lost game one.
Yeah,
no, you're right. Yeah. He lost game one. Pitched game five. They wanted to come back.
He won game five on a pull grind.
Yeah. Well, right. Because
ring the bell.
Right field guy made that catch.
Right. Yeah. Until this year, that could have been number one. Okay. Saquon's year.
Okay.
Here's why I won, because you started it saying that he had the correct position.
It was nonsense.
I didn't say the correct position. I said it's a human grenade to come in here and have to argue against Saquon.
Whatever.
I don't want to do that.
No, that's childish.
What kind of assignment is that?
What we also want to know is...
Are you saying I lost?
Yes.
Hey, you got cooked.
Yeah, you got cooked.
I got cooked because this guy filibusters and gives 17 minutes of answers. I try to have some decorum here. I mean, he gave no argument against Will. None.
What do you want me to argue against? Stats?
He didn't win.
Do you agree with Spike that it didn't happen?
He didn't win.
Did it happen? Did the man score 100 points in a game yesterday?
That's what they say.
Yes
there's no video.
I don't see video footage of it.
Whether it doesn't exist.
First off, he's
I believe it happened, but I didn't see it.
Also, he was a warrior. Okay.
Yeah.
He was a warrior.
Yeah. So, real quick, Joe, before we let you go, do you actually...
What is this nonsense?
I want you to look in my eyes and tell me that you believe that you can beat Jack in this physical
challenge. I will beat Jack in this athletic competition. Best of five. I got to win three
You can't even walk to your car without hurting yourself.
Find out.
We'll find out.
And
what is the Boban thing? I don't get the Boban thing.
Boban thing. Look at you.
But that's not...
Look at him.
I'm pretty damn good. I'm not going to lie.
I'm going to tell you what he's saying.
Good looking.
No, he's saying you're non-athletic.
Well, that's one of two things I'm saying. Oh,
okay. What's the other thing?
Tall and... That's the only good thing you can say about his appearance.
Oh. Okay.
Wow. Nice. Is she calling him ugly?
Nice.
I don't make comments about athletes. I make comments about talk show hosts.
Right.
Wow.
And then the O thing's a little much.
What is what it is? Well, look up the definition.
And I'm already letting Rhea know if she crossed the line one more time, we're ramping up.
What did she say?
Well, she was laughing too hard.
Well, I mean, it was a funny line. It's accurate.
It wasn't
also
a funny line. Nothing you say is funny. It's ridiculous.
So, Spike, which competition do you think Jack has the best chance to beat me in?
He's going to beat you in all of them.
Okay.
Basketball, you have no chance.
Okay.
Honestly, the one that I think you had the best chance of winning in, and then we got to go, is actually the baseball one, because I don't think he's going to throw strikes, and I don't think you're going to swing.
Find out.
Yeah. That.
Who do you think is going to win?
Fritz.
Yeah. Yeah.
and Jack, you're predicting 5-0?
5-0. Just like
I
Moses.
I gave you the tennis.
That'd be close.
Okay.
That'd
I
be
gave the you tennis. One. Well, I think he beats you 4-1.
I expect to win three or more of these competitions.
Get out of here.
Okay,
you lost again.
Okay.
Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guida Dorn Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.